The sound of chimpanzees. There are more than 1,700 of them here in the U.S., and while they're considered endangered in their African home countries, the U.S. government has only been classifying our chimps as merely threatened until last week, when the government, in the form of the Fish and Wildlife Service, increased the protected status of chimpanzees in the U.S., 5 years after the Humane Society of the U.S. and Jane Goodall and others petitioned for it. So what does this mean for chimps, for research labs? Vicky Croak reports on all things animal for Here and Now. And Vicky, 1,700 chimps, first tell us, some are obviously in zoos, but are most in research labs, and start telling us what this ruling means.
Hey, Robin. Yes, the big numbers in research, but the chimps are all across the country. I mean, some are pets in the states that allow that, some in the entertainment industry. There are 265 in those zoos that you mentioned, more than 100 in unaccredited zoos, 560 in sanctuaries, and then that big number. In the labs, there are more than 700 of them. So this new ruling, which became official just days ago, will go into effect September 14, and it increases the protections for all the chimps here in a really big way. It means the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will no longer make this distinction they had before between wild chimps and captive chimps, which was an odd split to begin with. And under that old designation, there were far fewer restrictions in people in how people use them. And now it'll curb and even stop many practices in entertainment and in research. And I got the chance to speak with Wayne Pacelli. He's the head of the Humane Society of the United States, and he's one of the key figures in this process. Here's what he said.
And now all chimpanzees, whether they're wild or captive, are going to be protected by one of the strongest laws we have in the U.S. for animals. That's the Endangered Species Act, that forbids taking these animals, injuring or harming them for any purpose except to advance the conservation of the species in the wild. So it's going to radically restrict what people can do to chimpanzees.
So give us examples of that.
Well, so people with pet chimps and chimps in labs, they can still keep them. But now there'll be this strict permitting process about doing anything at all with chimps. It'll be harder for people using chimps in the entertainment industry, for instance, because now they'll need permits to cross state lines. And that affects research, too. I mean, to even bring chimpanzee blood across state lines, you'll need a permit. But it goes much farther than that. And so these labs who want to do invasive research will have to clear a tremendous hurdle. They'll have to prove that what they're doing in the lab, I mean, this is really important, will actually benefit the conservation of the species.
Now, this is the species of the chimps.
Chimps worldwide. This has to promote their conservation and add to it. So it's really significant. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has said that it doesn't mean that a lab could do invasive research on a chimp and then just donate money to a chimp conservation cause. The process of permitting will be a rigorous one. And Wayne Pacelli says the new rule really could, as he says, put in jeopardy any use of chimps in films, TV, and in biomedical research.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you say put in jeopardy. Now, you say they have to prove that they're preserving that species. A lot of people think of chimps being used in research as preserving the human species. And even people who love animals might say, but I love a child who might benefit from chimpanzee sacrifice more. So is it going to be difficult for labs to do research?
It will be more difficult for them. But what's interesting is that something happened a couple of years ago that really set this decision up. And that is that the National Institutes of Health decided to essentially retire their chimp, hundreds of them, saying that they would send them to sanctuaries. And in the process, they said something really extraordinary. They said that testing on chimpanzees just isn't necessary anymore for research on human diseases, and that we have other models and methods for that kind of work.
Yeah, we're in a high-tech age. Well, but sanctuaries, are there enough?
This is a big issue. You know, the sanctuaries that exist would have to expand. Maybe new sanctuaries would be created. There are a lot of chimps, and chimps live a long time. They can live into their 60s. Mm. And there's a question of paying for all that. Retirement sounds easy, but in this economy, I mean, many humans know that it takes a lot of money to retire, and it's the same for chimps. So HSUS estimates that it costs $20,000 a year in many of these facilities to care for a chimp properly. If a chimp starts out young at a sanctuary, we could be talking about a lifetime cost of something like $1 million. So working out a public-private funding to cover would be necessary.
Right.
And speaking of which, by the way, you may have heard HSUS is currently paying to support this colony of chimps in Liberia. They had been used by a U.S. lab, the New York Blood Center, for 30 years, supported by that lab for another 10 years after that. But the lab has withdrawn funding now, and that's a situation without a resolution.
Well, just briefly, I want to touch on something the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also said about correcting the way we view chimps.
Yeah, so the service has said that the way we use chimps in this country gave people a misimpression that seeing them, you know, used on commercials or in labs made it look like we have a lot of them and that they don't need protection. And obviously that's not the case. So this is an important ruling for the chimps. And the way we treat them in our country and the way we perceive them can have a profound effect on their conservation in the wild. So, and it's estimated that there are anywhere from 170,000 to 300,000 of these incredible animals left in the wild.
Well, and you spoke to Wayne Pacelli, and he agreed that there's a post-traumatic stress disorder that's affecting chimpanzees that have been in lab situations, just not right. And so now there's going to start being a shift change. Vicky Croak, who reports on all things animal for Here and Now, thank you always.
Thank you, Robin.